So we'll just go ahead and hop right into this class. We're going to start with just a nice couple of centering breaths. So if you want to, you can have your feet flat on the ground, let your hands rest on your thighs, sit back in your chair, just start to close your eyes. You can do a few cleansing breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. I like to think about breathing from the soles of my feet all the way to the crown of my head. And then exhaling, let it wash down me like a sheet of rain. A few more of those. Just taking this time to check in with yourself physically and emotionally, not trying to answer any questions or solve any problems, just practicing being an observer of yourself. Where maybe does the breath not feel like it's flowing as easily through your body? What maybe are your thoughts resting on? For this part, you're welcome to keep your eyes closed. We're just going to start with a couple of neck circles so you can start to drop your chin down to your chest. You can hold that there for a moment, not rushing through these. And then take your right ear to your shoulder, to your right shoulder. Maybe a full breath there. And as you exhale, starting to let the head drop back if that feels comfortable. Left ear to your shoulder. Ending with the chin back on the chest. As you inhale, you start to lift your chin, open your eyes, and raise your arms up to the sky. Exhale, bring them back down. Let your chin tuck. Your head can come back, chin to your chest. As we inhale, lifting the arms, lifting the chin, you can come off the back of your seat, arching a little, and then exhale, curl back in. Two more times with your breath, inhaling to lift up. Really reach through those hands at the top of the stretch. Exhale, coming back in. Last time, inhale to lift up. This time as you exhale, twist to your right. You can bring your right hand behind your chair, your left hand to the outside of your right knee, and take this twist as deep as you want. If it feels too much to have the arm behind the chair, you can just do the hands on the thighs, but I like to use the back of the chair to help me resist. With the exhale, twist a little deeper. As you inhale here, think about lengthening the spine, twists like length. So it's important to stretch up through the crown of your head, and then come back to center. Good, take a deep breath in. You can reach the arms up. As you exhale, twist to the left. Bring your left arm behind your seat. Take your right hand to the outer knee. And just allow the inhale, exhale to take you into this pose. Don't try to force yourself into it too deeply. Feel that edge of your stretch, hold there, and then wait for it to go deeper. And lengthening that spine, lifting the heart, reach through the crown of the head. And with your exhale, you can unwind. Good. Again, have your feet flat on the floor, knees kind of at 90 degrees. I like to have my knees at least shoulder width apart. I'm going to inhale and lift up. And then exhale, start to fold forward. I'm going to let my hands slide down my shins, and I work my chest between my thighs. You go as deep into that as you can. Just hold that nice little low back stretch there. I've got my hands working towards the floor. I know you can't really see that exactly. But again, my legs are just wide enough for my chest and torso to be able to settle down. I feel this in my low back. I also feel this a lot in my inner thighs. I'm really getting that in my inner thighs. I don't know if y'all are. I was sitting too much this weekend. You can inhale halfway, reach your heart forward. Exhale, fold it in. A couple times with that. Inhaling halfway. And exhale to fold in.
Keep going with your breath. It's okay if these kind of folds and twists feel a little uncomfortable, as long as they're not stabbing sharp. You've got all this connective tissue in your intestines and in your abdomen. Doing actions like this starts to break that connective tissue up, gets us a little more mobility, gets us a little more movement in our GI tract, which is nice. Last time, you can inhale, rise up, bring your hands to your knees. We're gonna play with a couple of cat-cows, seated cat-cows. So with this, as you inhale, you're gonna pull yourself forward, I'm gonna turn to the side so you can see. I'm gonna pull myself forward, and I try to let this start at the base of my spine. I'm not just thinking moving the chest forward and back. I'm really trying to get movement down here. So if you watch what I'm gonna do this, I'm using my hands on my knees, and I'm gonna pull my hips forward first, and then the rest of the spine follows. And at the top, I don't just throw my head back. You can hear my voice. I actually keep my chin down and just pull my throat back. So you can hear that versus that. This is what you should sound like. And then as I exhale, again, it starts at the tailbone. I start tucking my tailbone and I try to find each little abdominal muscle to curl me back, going one vertebrae at a time with this action. And so as you're ready, you can inhale, start to pull yourself forward, starting with the pelvis. And again, one vertebrae at a time, trying to move up your spine, opening the heart, pulling the shoulders back, drawing your throat back. And as you exhale, tucking the tailbone under, again, one little speck at a time, one little vertebrae at a time, round back. Once more, inhaling, shift forward. Open that chest. Really here, think about pulling the shoulder blades together, squeezing the shoulder blades together, drawing the sides of the throat back. Exhale, last time to curl and round, hugging the belly and drawing the ribs back, trying to really stretch. You might even wiggle side to side here in this last one. That feels really nice through the side body. Kind of arching them, stretch left and right. And back in the center into a neutral spine. So yeah, Tom, you were saying that you've been having a lot of upper back achiness. What's really interesting is when people feel that, it's always that thing like, oh, I need to stretch my back. I just feel like I can't stretch it out or stretch it out. And in reality, those muscles are already stretched because we sit like this a lot. And so doing things like this cat-cow, where we're activating the upper back muscles, we're actually repositioning our shoulders and what those muscles want is to be engaged. So when you feel that upper back achiness, try doing some engaging things rather than stretching and see if that doesn't start countering it. We're gonna do another one here, another shoulder kind of upper back work. So don't work too hard on this one. There's your permission, excuse me. There's your permission to be a little soft to yourself this morning. So with your inhale, you can bring your arms up and take your hands out to the side, kind of these nice little cactus arms. And what I'm thinking about doing here is I don't want to pull my shoulders down. Okay, I want to keep my shoulders lifting up. They're not, you know, here in my ears, but they are a little higher than normal. And then as I exhale, I'm going to push my elbows forward, take my hands back. Okay, so I'll sit to the side so you can see it. Again, I come here, I lift the arms up, shoulders extend, lengthen up, and then elbows forward, hands back. And as you do that, you should feel those scapula, those shoulder blades lifting and curling into the base of your heart. You can exhale, come out of that, rest for a moment. And you might want to, sometimes it is nice to kind of round and counter that action. We're gonna do that twice more. Okay, so as you inhale, the scarecrow cactus arms, elbows forward, hands back. And if that feels good, you can actually start to straighten your arms there. And you can kind of see I'm making a little back bend shape. So this is kind of like a little seated back bend. And then we'll come back out. Good. That's pretty tough. You can see when you straighten the arms, it really puts a lot more work into the shoulders. So that's why I said, be soft with yourself here. Last time, inhale, shoulders up, arms square, and then elbows forward, hands back. That feels nice. You can start to straighten your arms, reaching through the fingertips. And then exhale, bring it down, shake it, shake it, shake it out. If you want to do some more neck rolls, you can do a couple more neck rolls, maybe one or two each direction. Nice. And then if you will turn to your side like I am and come into a side seat, if you're able to. If you're not, you can just stay sitting forward. That's absolutely fine. But what you do need to do is scoot to the edge of your chair. So don't be full seat on the chair. Have just your hips on your chair. We're going to reach our right leg out, our right leg straight. You can just kind of see mine right up there. I'm going to sit up nice and tall. So just like when we were doing those cat-cows, okay, I'm not going to start by rounding. I'm going to start sitting up nice and tall, moving the low back in. And as I exhale, I'm going to start to fold forward. And right there, I already feel a stretch in my hamstring. So you really don't have to go very far. As long as you're not rounding and tucking, as long as you're kind of sending your thighs back, you wouldn't have to fold deep to get that stretch. But, you know, if you can keep this shape of sitting forward, you might be able to reach out and touch your foot. You might be able to really hinge the hips and start to work your chest towards your thigh. You can stay in the fold if you want to. As you inhale, you can lift up halfway. And exhale, go back down deeper. We call that the sponda, the pulsation. So you inhale to lift, you exhale to fold. That's the pulse, the sponda of the bones. But sponda is one of those, everything in life has that pulse, has that contract and expand. Lift up. Switch to the other side. Extend the other leg. And the hamstrings attach to the base of the pelvis. And so when they're tight, they kind of make us tuck under. And so if we start by moving the thighs back and sitting up more, that's why you kind of feel that stretch without even folding. It's because you're taking those attachments back. That also kind of frees up the low back, frees up the upper back. And as you exhale, you start to go in. It's definitely my tighter side. I don't know about y'all. But again, just checking in with yourself. We did that at the beginning of class, but it's always important to do it. It's a great habit to get into just while you're practicing, while you're going through your day, of checking in with yourself. How's this feeling, physical, emotional? You're going to be thinking about something anyway. It might as well be how you're feeling. And pulse a little if you want to. Inhaling to lift. Exhaling to fold. Once more with that inhaling halfway, exhaling in. Rise and back up. Lovely, lovely. Okay. We are going to do just a couple of standing poses here. I've got a little, let me get my notes out, sorry. We're going to do just a couple of standing poses. So you will need to be beside your chair for this one. You may not be able to see all of me. I'm 6'4". I'm sorry. So I'm probably going to disappear. Yeah. I'm going to disappear in a minute. Okay. So starting by just standing beside your chair, you're welcome to hold on to this as much as you need for support. We're going to move into tree pose. So this is our Vrikshasana tree pose. So I'm going to start with just having my weight on the leg that's next to the chair. So whether that's your right or left, it's really not important. And you can start to bring your weight into that foot and then just start to pick your other leg up. Start to pick that knee up. Again, you've got the chair there if you need to kind of hold you and support you. But while you're here, think about lifting through the inner thigh. Usually we like to collapse into that standing hip. Try to draw yourself up. I always say you're not washing the dishes. You're not brushing your teeth. Okay. So draw into that midline. Nice. Come out, shake that hip out a little bit. So if you were getting pain in this outer hip, it's probably because you were dropping into that leg a little bit. So again, use the chair if you need to and think about hugging into the midline. So for tree pose, we're going to be here. You can bring either your foot and just keep your foot on the floor and just rest your heel up against kind of the ankle or the lower calf. You can bring that foot up onto your calf, or you can grab it and place it up into your thigh, wherever works. I've got on slippy pants today, and this is not a good pose for slippery pants. So I will say if your legs, foot doesn't want to stay there, that's normal. And you've got the chair here if you need it, or if you start to feel okay, you can bring your hands together in front of your heart. And we're hugging into that midline. And if you're really feeling steady, you start to stretch the arms up. If you're like me, you touch your ceiling. And exhale, start to come back in, hand to the chair, and you bring it down. Nice, very good, very good. Go to the other side. And then just starting standing on this leg, really spread your toes here, get the arches working, and we just pick that opposite leg up, that other leg up. You don't have to lift it very high. You bring it up as much as you want to. That's kind of working those hip flexors, getting everything warmed up. So we're not dropping into the hip. We're hugging into that pelvis. Want to balance? You can try balancing. No hand. Bring it out. Shake that standing leg out. All right. And then we go for tree. Okay. So holding onto the chair. You can keep the foot on the floor, just turning it out, trying to open this hip and keeping that foot on the floor. Maybe you want to bring it up to your calf, or you can slide it up as high as it'll go. Really push your foot and your leg into each other here. I'm not just pushing one and one stronger than the other. I'm kind of equally pressing them together, and I'm extending that action all the way up my body. So yeah, if you want to hold the chair, you can go right to hands to heart. This is kind of just my natural, that's where they select to go. And then if you want to extend that all the way up, you reach it all the way up. Deep belly breath here. And then grab the chair and bring it down. Nice. Very good. Very good. I always shake it out after. Nice. So we're going to do a triangle pose now. So this is the triangle pose. So I'm going to have, see, I'll kind of make sure I mirror this for y'all. I'm going to have my left leg up against the chair, and I'm going to take just a little bit of a longer stance. Cut off more of my head and torso, but I want you to see my legs. So I have one foot just kind of underneath the chair, and I'm not in a super long stance. You can go even a little bit shorter if you just want to have like a foot and a half, 2 foot. I like to, you know, I've got the space, so I'm going to do about 2.5, 3 feet. And then as I bring my left hand to my left hip, got my right leg underneath the chair. And then as I exhale, I'm just going to start to hinge, and I can just bring my hand to the seat of the chair. Nice, you can hang out right here. Or start to twist yourself open to the sky and reach that arm up. If this feels nice, you start to lower a little bit more. That gets a little bit more intense if you bring the forearm down. You're really going to get a lot more hip stretch and maybe hamstring stretch there. One more breath. Hand to hip, press into the hand on the chair, rise up. Good. Keep your legs like this. We're just going to spin now to face the chair. Okay, so we were open towards the camera before. We're going to spin now and face the chair. One hand goes to the back, so my right hand is on the back of the chair. I can bring my left hand to the seat. So this one is going to be a much deeper hamstring stretch in that front leg. Okay, so you start with the hand on the back of the chair. You can start to come down lower and lower if you feel okay doing that. If you start to completely round and you're feeling really sharp pains in your hamstrings, then come back up higher, maybe bend the knees, send the thighs back. That's a really nice modification for this, actually. Hands on the chair, knees bent, and thighs back. But as you feel comfortable, you might straighten the legs, work the forearms to the floor, or even your head to the seat. If you rise back up, use your hands.
Sorry, I think Siri was listening to me for a second.
Okay, good. Sorry about that. Hopefully you came out of that one okay. That's a lovely hamstring stretch. So I'm going to switch sides just so I can stay facing y'all. But of course, you work in your space. If you need to stay on that same side, stay on the same side. We're just going to switch legs. So now I have my left leg in front. My right leg is in back. My hips are open, kind of facing towards the camera, and I start to come down, right? A hand can be on the hip. You can bring your left hand to the chair. Here, try to open up to the side a little more, maybe stretch up to the sky, stretch that right arm up to the sky. This feels nice. You can start to come down a little bit deeper. You can always, if this hurts your head to look up to the sky, just look down towards the floor. That's totally fine. The one thing we want to try and not do is just let our head hang. Try to keep your neck in line with your spine. My teacher always likes to say we have these 10-pound bowling balls on our necks, and if we just kind of let them drop, it's a lot of pressure, a lot of strain that goes into the neck, into those joints. So at least hold it. Hand to hip, press to rise. And then we spin ourselves squaring forward to face the chair. Again, you can just do one hand to the back of the chair, one hand on the seat, knees bent, and thighs back. because the hamstrings, like I said, attach to the pelvis, if you move the pelvis back, you're going to get that stretch. As you feel comfortable, you might start to straighten your legs, potentially coming down to the forearms. Maybe even working your head to the seat. People like to think that chair yoga can be soft, and I would ask them to do this pose and tell me if they think this is soft. But again, you are working at your level, so if this is too much for you, come back up, take it a little bit easier. That's totally fine. Walk your hands up to the ceiling, press yourself up.
Good, and then sit back down. Readjust this camera.
Good. All right, just a couple more poses here, and we'll start to wrap up. So we're going to do a nice little seated figure four stretch. So I'm going to cross my right ankle over my left knee. Hold onto the knee and the ankle. Sit up nice and tall. You should get a good stretch through that outer hip. You can stay there. If you want to, exhale and fold forward. It just makes it a little deeper. Start to rise up and switch the cross. Sit up nice and tall. As you exhale, fold it in. With your inhale, rise up. Uncross your legs. Lovely job. All right, I feel a lot better. My body definitely feels a little bit more open. So hopefully you are as well. We're going to wrap up here with just about a minute or so of seated breathing, just kind of mindful breathing. So if you want to, you can start to lean back in your chair, lean back in your seat. Let your hands rest on your thighs. Start to close your eyes. And again, just a few breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. Natural rhythm of your breath. Something you can think about, a breathwork exercise, is called square breathing. And for this technique, we are inhaling and exhaling for the same length of time. So you can think about inhaling for 4 seconds. Hold it for 2. And you exhale for 4. And I said seconds, but really it can just be a count. So as I inhale, I go 1, 2, 3, 4. I hold for a count of 2, and then exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for a count of 2, and then inhale for the 4. Hold for 2, and exhale for 4. Hold for 2, inhale for 4. 2, repeat. Can start to take normal breaths. As you're ready, begin to blink your eyes open, keeping your gaze low at first. All right. Thank you all so very much. This was very lovely. Like I said, a great start to the week and the last full week of the semester for faculty, at least for us teaching. Hope you all have a great time. Thank you. Thank you. And yeah. I will see you around. We have a couple more left this semester, so be around for y'all. Bye, everybody.
thank you for joining us for Mindful Mondays, and I hope you will join us again next week.